Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable. I hope that you will take time to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. My, we're glad to be with you once again. If you're a return listener, we're so glad that you have tuned in once again to this broadcast today. We believe the Word of God is going to bless you today. And if you're a first-time listener, we invite you to stay tuned. You know the wonderful thing about the media, radio, television, you've got a dial right there. You can turn it. You've got a little knob there, a remote control. You can turn it off. But I pray that you will not turn that dial, that you will not turn off the message from the Word of God that the Lord wants you to hear today. Amen. If you stay tuned and give it a chance, I believe God's Word is going to bring such a blessing to your life. Amen. This scripture we're going to deal with today and this subject matter is so vital to our lives today. And maybe you'll understand why we are on the air. It almost seems like everyone has an angle or some ulterior motive for doing what they're doing in these days of great deception. But I want you to know there is no ulterior motive here. We want to do one thing, and that is fulfill the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus to all creatures. So we pray you'll stay tuned to hear the good news today. Amen. I heard about a preacher coming back from an evangelistic trip on a plane, and he was sitting beside a businessman who obviously was dressed in a business suit with a briefcase, and he was reading the paper, the businessman, and the evangelist was reading the Bible. Pastor evangelist. He was reading the Bible, and he said he could tell that it was making the businessman uncomfortable, because every now and then he would look over his paper and see him reading the Bible and turn his head back. And finally he waited until he looked again and made eye contact with him and said, "You've got the bad news. I've got the good news." Well, the word gospel means good news. And oh, how we need the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in when so much bad news surrounds all of us. So please stay tuned today for good news from the Word of God. We're going to be talking today about coming out of the fog, the delivering power of the Word of God. And we're going to take our reading from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament, Psalm 107 and verse 20. You know, when we went on the air here on WMAF, we prayed that God would use this broadcast to bring understanding and enlightenment to everyone who hears it, because we would speak directly in every single broadcast. We would build whatever statements we were making as a foundation upon the Word of God. And the Word of God is quick and powerful, the New Testament declares, and sharper than any two-edged sword. That means it's alive. That word quick means it's alive. It can bring light and life. And so we claimed this scripture when we went on the air all those months ago as a scripture that we prayed that the Lord would honor us with the ability to achieve, and that is being part of the process of sending His Word to heal and deliver from destruction. I want to read this to you again. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent His Word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. One paraphrase, I really like it. It said, "He spoke, and they were healed, snatched from the door of death." Another more loose paraphrase, but pretty good. It said, "He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death." You know, in the New Testament, it said, "How shall they believe upon Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he go except he be sent?" There is a scripture in Isaiah that says darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness has covered the people. But it says to arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of the Lord would be seen upon us. Let me give you an illustration of this spiritual fog. You know, the Bible said the God of this world has blinded the minds of men, lest they would see the glory of the gospel and be saved. The God of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of men. He's called the Prince of Darkness because that is his element. That is where the enemy does his deceptive work. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has no choice but to flee. Listen to what Philip Yancey said. He said, "Once a friend of mine went swimming in a large lake at dusk. As he was paddling at a leisurely pace about 100 yards offshore, a freak evening fog rolled in across the water. Suddenly he could see nothing, no horizon, no landmarks, no objects or lights on shore, because the fog diffused all the light. He could not even discern which direction the sun was setting. For 30 minutes my friend splashed around in panic. He would start off in one direction, lose confidence, and turn 90 degrees to the right or to the left. It didn't make any difference which way he turned. He would stop and float, trying to conserve energy and concentrate on breathing slower. Then he would strike out again blindly, of course, for he had lost all orientation. He was utterly lost. Until finally he heard voices calling from the shore, and was able to guide himself by the sounds." Listen, the word lost and saved is the two categories of people that we find talked about in the Bible. According to the scripture in the New Testament, you're either saved or you're lost. And that word lost is kind of captured here and encapsulated in this story. We become spiritually blind. In fact, we are born blind. We can't see. And something has to illuminate. And the Word of God brings us to the light and illuminates our life. That's why I believe that this broadcast here today, brought to you from the Word of God itself, has such power and potential to change lives. Because we want to see God's Word sent forth. We want its mighty work to be accomplished in men and women, boys and girls. Amen. He sent his Word to heal sin's deadly wound. Jesus himself was the Word sent to us. The Bible said in John's Gospel in the New Testament, the first chapter, it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father." Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. The Word of God manifest. Amen. And he called himself the way, the truth, and the life, and said, "No one can come to the Father except by me." Amen. Jesus identifies himself with the Word of truth. This mighty gospel of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ himself are inseparable. Listen, friend, after the fall of Adam in the garden, an ominous, blinding, disorienting fog has covered the earth, blinding the hearts and the minds of all its inhabitants. Remember what Jesus said? He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as he read prophetic of himself out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he's anointed me to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to open the eyes of the blind." As I ministered to our congregation recently, that's not blind Bartimaeus. That's secondary. That blindness that is physical is secondary, because that simply means that a man who couldn't see the natural world and the natural things in the natural world, his eyes became opened. But the blindness that Jesus initially came to heal us of was not physical blindness, but spiritual blindness. And we need to clearly understand that the God of this world has blinded the minds of men. And this supernatural darkness is inescapable without God's supernatural intervention. Thank God He sent His Word into this darkened world. And listen, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior today, this message, this broadcast, what I'm doing right now is part of that process of God's Word calling to you clearly. Even though you're in a fog today of darkness and deception and confusion, God's Word, David said, is a lamp. Isn't it amazing? There's that light again. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet, he said, and a light unto my pathway. He went on to say, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Praise the Lord. Amen. To deliver us from the fog of spiritual darkness, Paul was sent. He was one of those sent ones, Jesus initially, and then the apostles, and on down the line to everyone who is preaching the gospel today. But Paul was sent in his generation to bring the lost to saving faith by bringing them the Word of God. Listen to this process in Acts chapter 26, verse 17 through 19. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, listen to his calling, verse 18, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Isn't that incredible? The power of Satan involves spiritual blinding, spiritual binding through blinding. And the first initial work of the gospel is to open our eyes and to turn us from darkness to light. And through that process, robbing Satan of his power. Listen, folks, if he can't blind you, he can't bind you. Hallelujah. Amen. And from the power of Satan unto God. Amen. That they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And then he said, Paul said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. This is what God had called us to do. You know what apostle means? We've got all kinds of different understandings of that word. It's a very simple term in Scripture. It means sent one. Someone whom God appeared to, Christ appeared to personally in the New Testament, and sent them in His behalf. In a very real sense, every one of us who carry the gospel and the testimony of Jesus Christ are sent ones. He sent His Word and healed them. Preacher, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season, but preach the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. Don't be discouraged. Preach the Word. Praise God, because He sent His Word to heal and to deliver. Satan's hold on this whole fallen captive world is by the fog of deception, according to 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 3 and 4. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, would shine unto them. I looked up that word blinded in the Greek. It means to wrap in a mist, to raise a smoke, to blunt mental discernment, literally to darken the mind. Satan violently opposes the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He knows it has the power to illuminate the darkened mind and set the prisoners free. If you're saved today, it's because God sent His Word in the person of His Son and the preaching of the Word of God. Listen to Isaiah. A great scripture in the Old Testament, Isaiah 42, 1 through 7, prophetic of Christ. Listen, behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail or be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord God, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath to the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thy hand and keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring the prisoners out of prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. What is the great key to getting out of that prison of darkness? That's when the blind eye is opened. It begins with opening the eyes of the blind. So when Jesus said, I'm anointed to open the eyes of the blind, we don't immediately think of blind Bartimaeus, someone who had physical blindness, but we think of all those who are prisoners of spiritual blindness and sit in darkness. You know what the Bible said? It said they, in the Old Testament, they that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah. Amen. I know the Word of God today has the power to illuminate the spiritually darkened mind. Amen. I know the power and potential of the gospel to transform lives and to save. Hallelujah. I have been preaching the gospel for over 35 years, and I'm telling you, I have seen the transforming power and the delivering power of the gospel. That's why I'm so excited. Sometimes I talk too fast. On the radio, I get excited about this thing. I'm enthusiastically committed to the call of God after all of these years, because I know what the potential of this holy seed, the Word of God. One paraphrase said, you will release those who sit in dark dungeons. Praise the Lord. That's how Jesus sets captives free. It begins with the opening of blinded eyes. Paul said his calling was to turn people from darkness to light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Jesus is the light of the world according to the Word of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ has come, sent by God and anointed to release prisoners of darkness. And we as Christians are the proclaimers of this great liberating message. It's called the Good News, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. You know what the Scripture said? The Scripture said that the whole world is under the influence and the power of the wicked one. This is this fog that has covered the world. You know, you can almost visualize the some of the contemporary movies that are out today. The great conflict between a dark and evil world and a good light and loving world, and instead of a hateful world. And you can see the fog lift when someone receives Christ as their personal Savior. But even before they accept Him, there's a lifting of that fog, because they hear something, amen, that causes them to go in that direction. And that something they hear is a someone calling them, and that someone is Jesus Christ. When the Word of God is preached, the mighty Holy Spirit takes it past just the ears, the natural ear, into the inward man. And the Bible said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. You know, I'm reading the Word of God, and I'm just a preacher of the gospel, but I'm telling you, the mighty Holy Spirit can take it to another level. Praise God. A quantum leap from just hearing through the mechanics of the ear and come into the very heart. And today, I know that someone, somewhere, is listening to this broadcast and is hearing the Word of God. I'm talking about really hearing the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, quoting from Isaiah 51. When he was 30 years old, you know, he went into the temple to begin his public ministry. You had to be 30 to read from the book of the law. And he waited till he was 30 in 3 years. And look what he, the Word made flesh, was able to accomplish on this earth. In a 3-year ministry, extremely compressed little portion of time. But the Bible said that if the mighty works that he had done would be put into books, if every detail of everything that happened in those 3 years, and this, the writer said, I suppose, the world, the library couldn't hold them. The world's libraries couldn't hold them. Hallelujah. Luke 4, listen to it. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias or Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." This deliverance of captives, this recovering of sight to the blind, is the spiritual deliverance from Satan's darkened dungeon. It's an opening of the eyes that have been blinded by the fog of deception. Those who have been saved have a common experience of the illuminating power of God's Spirit upon their mind and heart. While reading the Word or hearing the Gospel, the scales fell from my eyes. They say, my eyes were opened. In a verse from the great hymn, Amazing Grace, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. He sent His Word into this darkened world to deliver us from deception. Proverbs 14:12 said, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end are the ways of death." John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through Thy truth, Lord. Thy Word is truth." God's Word accepted and applied and obeyed will always deliver us from deception. Make no mistake about it. Amen. God loves you today, and He wants to fill your heart and mind with His Word and His truth, and He wants you to use it to rebuke every lie of the devil and to expose them and to dispose them. God sent His Word to deliver us from the fog of confusion. Psalm 119:105 said, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway." When we are confused, it's easy to become disoriented. God's Word, His truth, brings clarity and stability. 1 Corinthians 14:33 said, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." God will never leave you thrashing around in fear and uncertainty in the fog of confusion. He will illuminate you. He will illuminate you through His Word and show you the right way. When God speaks through the Word, He speaks loud and He speaks clearly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read a testimony at this point. Amen. Listen to this. Julie says, "I would like to share about the incredible love and the amazing grace of God in my life. My life was really no different from most people who have experienced life without a purpose or hope. It was only by grace that I live today, with the opportunity of sharing that hope. And that hope is Jesus Christ. I was born and raised in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have incredible parents, 7 brothers and sisters. I was raised to believe in God, but not how to have a relationship with Him. As a teen, I was a cheerleader. My brothers and father were all athletes. I have joyous childhood memories. We were a very close family. Love was never a doubt for me. Life itself proved many times that I had so much going for me. In 1972, at 20 years old, I was accepted to Eastern Airlines as a flight attendant. I left home and began a life full of fascination in a world that I was not ready for, and life that would never be the same. Miami and Chicago became my home as I traveled the world. After 4 years in the airlines, I moved to Santa Barbara, California, where I found myself meeting people, going places beyond my dreams. I soon became a model and ran a production company, which took me into Hollywood and Beverly Hills and a fast lane. Soon drugs and alcohol became a way of life. I could blame relationships, people, successes, disappointments for the use of drugs and alcohol. However, they were only a guise that covered the confusion that plagued my life. In 1980, I married. My life became a living nightmare, physical, emotional, mental, alcohol, drug abuse. During this time, I gave birth to two beautiful children. I wanted to be a good mother, but my life was so horrible. Soon I was in and out of mental hospitals, rehab, jails, prison. Soon I lost it all, and my children. The years without my children were nothing short of hell. I didn't realize, but in my search for something in my life, my search for a savior began. In 1986, I was released from a prison rehab with a court order to live with my father. I had to prove fit as a mother and citizen. After two grueling years, I got my children back one at a time. Afraid but hopeful, we pressed on. In 1988, I remarried. Again, I found myself in a world of wealth, but also of confusion and deceit. Although financially secure and drug-free, I felt alone and lost. My husband had an affair with my best friend, and in 91, we divorced. Again, feeling abandoned and ashamed and a failure. My brother offered me the love of Jesus Christ. I knew my search was over. I found my Savior. See, he sent his word to her. I dedicated my life to Jesus. I asked God to help me raise his children. I vowed to remain single as long as it took. I needed to know who I was in Christ, and my children had had enough. Life then took a turn. The influence of my past weighed on my son. He needed attention. We came to Grand Rapids for family support. My son was kicked out of schools, in and out of runaway homes. Soon we were led to an incredible church where the kids became born again. God's grace continues in our lives today. My son serves God with zeal. He's a college student and athlete. His ambitions are teacher, coach, and youth pastor. My stunning 16-year-old daughter is on fire for Jesus Christ. She's active in her youth group and a missionary. No words can describe God's amazing grace and love. Today I'm married to an incredible man of God, my best friend. I declare my capacity as a wife and mother as my greatest feat. Today I know who I am. I'm the daughter of a king, the King of Kings. My name is Julie, and I continue living in the answer. Praise God. The answer, she says, is Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, if you doubt for 1 minute that this Word of God sent to you, this Son of God sent down to us, can change your life, bring you out of the fog, amen, set you free from the prison, I want you to know it is not some ancient story, some cunningly devised fable. This is the Word of God that we preach the gospel from. Praise the Lord. It changed lives in the first century. It can change your life and is changing lives in the 21st century. Friend of mine, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, and you've listened to this point in this broadcast, I am convinced that light is shining in a very dark place. And I believe the fog is lifting. I believe you hear a voice calling to you from the shore. And if you'll move toward that voice, you'll find that it is Jesus calling you home. And the fog will lift and the light will shine in the dark place of your life. Would you pray right now with me? Lord Jesus, I receive you. Come into my heart. I repent of my sins. Forgive me. Apply your blood to my life and save me, Lord. And if you're a Christian today, you get in the good Bible Preaching Church this Sunday. Get that light shining on your pathway and follow Jesus through this world to heaven. We love you. Come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.